This is take number two on January the 22nd.
Sounds like it's not on.
There you go.
Thank you.
This is take number two on January the 22nd, 1995. The doctrine is important because the holders of power, especially in an oligarchy, will be much too prone on each occasion to think that this is one of those cases in which the doctrine should be ignored. Totalitarianism has a theory as well as a practice. As a practice, it means that a certain group, having by one means or another seized the apparatus of power, especially armaments and police, proceed to explore their advantageous position to the utmost by regulating everyone in the manner that gives them the maximum control over others.
See, you're there. You're there. It's called FEMA.
This may be accomplished by war or insidiously by a country's lawmakers, treasonable to the people in act, if not intent, enacting laws by edicts not based on constitutional right, taking away the inherent rights of the people. These methods are safest for those seeking control. There is only one means of safety, eternal vigilance, and alert watchfulness of those chosen by the people to represent them, ousting those from office, however high that office may be, at their first offense against the rights and liberties of the people. As already stated, this is easily accomplished by means of toxic additives. Well, this is a footnote. I don't know where it belongs. Maximum control of others. Footnote is, as already stated, this is easily accomplished by means of toxic additives in food and drinking water, drugs, serums, viruses, operations, and other methods already in practice, and have as their purpose and effect the deterioration of the mind, making it incapable to think, and so weaken the will, so it will be easier for the victim to obey than make decisions for himself. All of these methods have been tried and are in operation at the moment, according to the admission of those who now practice them, or who have practiced them, right here in America. The difficulty of this theory is that it extends illegitimately the analogy between a social organism and a single person as an organism. The government, as opposed to its individual members, is not sentient. It does not rejoice at a victory or suffer at a defeat. When the body politic is injured, whatever pain is to be felt must be felt by its members, not by it as a whole. With the body of a single person, it is otherwise. All pains are felt at the center. If the different parts of the body had pains that the central ego did not feel, they might have their separate interests and need a parliament to decide whether the toes should give way to the fingers or the fingers to the toes. As this is
monarch program, see?
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
It's the monarch program all over. Montauk, Rainbow, Phoenix, mind control, splinter the mind. They literally accomplished this.
I say, give way to the fingers or the fingers to the toes. As this is not the case, a single person is an ethical unit. Print. The single person of a free people must have greater rights and privileges than the government has power, because the congregation of single persons create, sustain, and give the state its existence and authority, and such authority to be administered at and by the will of the people as a whole. Any infringement or imposition on the rights of the people will throw the entire machinery out of order, and injustice will increase by leaps and bounds. Perhaps it is the fault of the people themselves because they are not alert to their duty as well as their rights. As a result of their lethargy and failure of their duty as citizens, they must suffer. The only salvation for the race is in becoming conscious of the fact that by permitting the injustice to any member of the whole, they set into motion a force which forever and ever reacts upon themselves and will, as a result of their loss or suffering, awaken them and cause them to make every effort to right the wrong their neglect permitted to develop. All history shows that there is a given pattern followed by the action of the governing law, which no man, however great, can restrain. Neither parts of a person or organization of many persons can occupy the same position of ethical importance. The good of a multitude is a sum of the good of the individuals composing it, not a new or separate good. In concrete fact, when it is pretended that the state has a good different from that of the citizen, what is really meant is that the good of the government or the ruling class is more important than that of other people. Such a view can have no basis except in arbitrary power. In a properly functioning free republic, there can be no such thing as a ruling class. Those elected or selected to office, however high that office may be, are at best no more than the servants, the representatives of the people as a whole. They were elected or selected, employed by the people for a period of time, and should always be removable and replaceable. Hatton's comment, how many of the dirty bastards, and I use this term officially and with clarity, for we recognize the fatherhood of Satan, and these new one world rulers are the offspring of Satan, and are, therefore, bastards, do you see being removed from office? When we actually cover the association of the monarch slaves given to these high politicians, such as Byrd, Cheney, Reagan, Bush, and on, ad nauseum, I think you might just get mad as hell and may not take it anymore. These are the testing grounds for the program in play, readers, right at the top. Let us leave this now so that we might not be very much late at our meeting. Thank you for a long morning. My petition to all readers is to pay attention and begin to seriously consider action in any way you can. We can offer conduits and places of confrontation with the pen and the court, but it will require many of you as a whole to accomplish a cause for directed and mandated action in favor of constitutional rulings and actions. Do you have the will and the desire for this change? We shall see, won't we?
Thank you. It's hard for all of us to sit and suffer through it while we are suffering through the reality of it happening to us. On the other hand, there's good news and bad news. The good news is that we are making some progress. The bad news is that one's become very lackadaisical and become very selective in their reading, and we're just putting it out by great gobs and piles, just like we always have. And the editors have to read it, but they're reading not for content, they're reading for errors, etc. So whatever rubs off, rubs off. You're not going to make it, people, unless you pay attention and find out where it began to go wrong and start to rectify it. Or you will be all the way out there being told that you're happy and you'll agree. If you're not in absolute total misery at the moment. And they will even teach you that you are godly because you're in total misery, and after all, that's the way it's supposed to be. Remember this old go through of pain and suffering. Those are lies. They wrote you a holy Bible and told you exactly where you were going to go, and it was and is to hell. Hell being the total absence of God Creator. And you march right along behind them, wagging your tail. And they pat you on the popo and you say, okay, I'm happy, sir. You only took half of my money. Let me keep half of it. It won't be that way long. They'll have it all. They plan to have it all, and you will produce their workers, their warriors, their gladiators. You can watch it unfolding exactly what I'm talking about right in the courtroom in Los Angeles. Why do you think there might have been a problem between Ethel Bailey and Shapiro? And who do you think might have been leaking? Who do you think bears the responsibility of seeing to it that there is a riot and that Simpson has to be mishandled in order to precipitate what must be? But they are a fraternity and they will play their game well. Watch them. Just watch them and see how this unfolds. Because it's happening to all of you. So let us take a little break, please. And then we'll not stay until night. Thank you.
We're back on the record.
These are things that are very, very difficult for one's individual to deal with. What happens in your own personal life while all of these other things are going on? And I have to remind you, life is what continues to happen no matter what is going on in your immediate life. Nothing stops for anyone. And unless you have the strength and support of loved ones and friends, you're going to get stranded. So don't burn any bridges.
No, well, I recognize that I was going to have a lot of friends when I came up there and saw them near my place.
Well, it's taking its course, and no matter how well you think you've got things squared away to go through these struggles, the lawyers, I'm telling you, can screw it up. And it's complicated.
Who is the top lawyer of the group? Gene? No.
There's no way. There's
no way you can
in every him. Individual case, it's someone different. And regardless of how important it seems to you, it is not important to that same extent to everybody else here, because while you were in, everybody else here was working as diligently as possible to get you out and hold your property. So if it seems that ones are not interested, it's because they've spent well over a year at almost nothing else.
Well, I sure appreciate all the work they did.
Well, we know that. We know that. And it's part of our family needs for support of each other.
I wonder if I should get my son involved in this, if I can get him.
No.
No.
No. Absolutely no. Your son wants no part of this. Don't even bring the pain upon yourself. You've got enough problems without bringing anybody else into it. Let's get it settled now.
I didn't realize that it was that decisive.
It is that decisive. And we can talk about that privately, but it's that decisive.
I want to talk to you one of these times about the total scope of this thing. What's left of it. We'll forget it right now.
So be it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, these are the only times that we have to visit. We used to have more times to visit, and that's what these meetings are for, so let's take advantage when we need to. It was called to Dorma's attention, and I would repeat this for everyone because some in the room, and Rick, of course, is gone. Al's here. Randall's here. There was something that we always did, and if you didn't do it, I pinned your ears right back. And that is that because of the interruptions here with Ron calling before we were ready to structure a meeting, I didn't identify myself, and every one of you let me get away with it. Save one who came and said, why didn't he identify himself? I'm Hatton, and I come in light of God. And I'm very, very pleased. That was very heartwarming to have someone come and question. And I really put people through their paces. Don't you let any energy form come that you don't become immediately comfortable with. And don't hesitate one iota, not one moment, if you're not comfortable to nail that one. Because if that one comes in light, you're going to get an immediate positive response. There won't be any hedging. You still have to remain alert because the enemy works very cleverly.
24 hours a day.
And don't you hesitate for a moment ever to ask me. Not ever. No one working for God ever minds. It's not an insult to be queried. It is an honor. We're moving into the times when it is really hard to keep the life flow going. We can get overwhelmed by this incredible weight of knowing that we are the ones who must just keep pushing on that truth and bringing it out there. All the while, it seems that nobody wants to hear it, much less do anything about it, and quite frankly, including you. Why would that be? Well, some will be here to make those major inter-civilization changes. Maybe some of you will need to do that. The children are getting by with growing up, and hopefully you're doing something responsible with them, because it will come their turn of responsibility in traversing great distances. They're the ones that will bring you home. They are your tomorrow's leaders to replace this incredibly rotten, evil system that has come upon you. And it's not happening in Watts. It's not happening in Washington, D.C. All you've got to do is watch those television programs to see what's wrong and what's happened. And I can hear every parent's heart saying, but mine, I cannot bear to think of my child growing up with that kind of responsibility. That is none of your business save to allow them to grow into their responsibility. That was their choice under these circumstances to come to serve. The rest will be amongst the masses that will just follow the leader and be lost in the riots, in the wars, everything that you've heard here today. And it's not pleasant. It's hard for a parent to realize your children are going to have to face this, and you're still going to lose them. And they're going to get distracted, and they're going to tell you to go to hell. They just want to be like the other kids. That's called peer pressure. And don't blame them, because there isn't one in this room that doesn't sit from time to time and say, I've had it, I am going. I cannot balance myself in this anymore. And believe me, I know it because I hear it. EJ won't own up to it. Dorma does constantly. I just can't do this any longer. I thought maybe a couple of years, and I'm in deeper. Well, that's because I'm not through yet. And nobody came to me and said, I'll sign up for 20 minutes. And I don't mind if you just sign up for 20 minutes.
You're kidding us.
Well, depends on your 20 minutes worth of performance.
Okay.
It's hard. All of you have emotionally paid the price of being even what you can consider this non-group. Egos take a battering. as we each just try to do and learn. And you think, but goodness gracious, are we the only ones? Desperation hits, are we it? No, you're not. In fact, if you want to feel a little bit humble, there is a group that meets, and they can call themselves a group. You can't even do that. They can call themselves a group. And they take the tapes and they take the paper and they have meetings regularly. And they're doing it thousands of miles away. They're doing it in Australia. They're doing it in New Zealand. They can have groups all over. Call them anything they want to, except right here in the heart of your family. It isn't that this location is so remarkable. It has its purpose. And it is not that you are the only ones. But you have your purpose. It isn't that other ones don't present truth. They just do not present it the way it must be presented. So that all the fragments come in at the right time. You can't do that completely fragmented around the world. You will find they fit. But you will remain just as scattered unless you insist that it be coalesced. And everybody has to do what is their job. And it sure hasn't been a lot of fun so far. Well, maybe it's been more fun than we give it credit for being. And occasionally you have to go back and get your balance by saying, I know this is an illusion and I'm acting out my part. I just would like to get an Academy Award before I quit. And some of you, that doesn't matter anymore because you're getting glimpses of what happened before. And if you'd done it right then, maybe it would have worked, and suddenly you're getting little brief bits of insight that says, well, I think I did this before and I flunked. And I sure don't want to flunk again because I'd hate to do it again. And then you have short memory spans because when you get into the reality of your existence, this is nothing. But it's certainly necessary. And we're not out to gain notoriety. We're just out to send the truth forth. And if somebody else offers a better deal today, no matter how important you are, we don't ask for that slot of importance. I don't have to answer, say, for Eustace Mullins or Jordan Maxwell or Norio or John Schreffer. Those are things you take up with God. We're here to offer whatever we have. And that's all we can do. And I think it's been quite remarkable. You should appreciate yourselves because you have been the nucleus and the testing ground. And we're not in prison and we're still going. And we're gaining. We're gaining in respect. And you see, you don't need a pious preacher to lead your nation back under the Constitution. You need somebody who wants to save it and thinks they can. That can listen to all of this or maybe not listen. As the case may be. But clean enough of all the programming to really, you know, be convinced I can do it. And I'm going to do it according to the Constitution. You return to freedom, you return to God. They go hand in hand. So don't concern yourself with it so much. Let us do our jobs And then those ones can do theirs with the support. The contact newspaper will never, never fall off into one program other than constitutional law. And to maintain journalism, you're going to often present both sides of an issue, even when you don't believe in either side. That's journalism. That's telling the facts and allowing people to see and think. That's what they are breeding out of you. They tell you what to think. They tell you what to feel. And there is no point in arguing. You are happy. Poor dears, you just don't understand it. It's nice to be alive and not own anything and work all day for them. It's the greatest system in the world. You'll hear it over and over again. Your judicial system is the greatest in the world. It stinks.
It's a flop.
But you just keep lying to yourself. They lie to you and you repeat the lie. But all you've got to do is go to court to know it stinks. They scattered you. They have destroyed family. They've done it intentionally. You are in 1984. You are in Future Shock. You are in Soylent Green. There are just not a lot left with souls. It's been bred out. There are organisms, mechanisms that feast on violence. And it has to be ever increasingly more violent. What do you think about Herzegovina, Bosnia, Chechnya? These people do not even know why they're fighting. They're trained, brainwashed to go out there and kill each other. The same ones that 2 years ago were marrying each other. Do you think you will ever have peace, love, joy, and camaraderie in Israel?
Nope.
And guess what? This is Israel's new homeland, the United States of America. Believe Mr. Dershowitz when he said it. You are totally 100% controlled by the parasites. Parasites being politicians and ones with no sense of soul direction save evil.
Good break.